Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, every single person that is listening to us right now, and I want to welcome my co-hosts, both of my co-hosts, Alana Evans and
Lolaine.
Hello.
Hey, guys.
Alana Evans, oh my God.
Yes, we've never done this. I love it.
Okay, so I thought this might be a new thing that we have all three of us on the air at the same time. How much sexiness is this?
Three-way. Actually, this is like a really hot Oreo cookie, if I can get in the middle.
It's totally three-way. You've never had us all at the same time. So for everyone that's listening right now, okay, so this is what I thought would be a really great thing. I thought that if we were going to start the new year off, let's start it off with a three-way.
Mm-hmm.
Sound cool?
Yes, please.
Sounds good to me.
Oh, my God.
I
just got to say, first of all, before I know a lot of people are going, what the hell are we listening to? Right now, you are listening to Downhouse Radio, and I am Sierra Devay, and this is my show called The Down Low. And guess what? I only have the sexiest ladies with me.
Oh.
God, I hate it when I say that.
Mm-hmm.
I have the two sexiest ladies, big boob, titty, I don't know how to do it. Titty, bitty, itty, I don't know. I can't even say it, but you know what I want to say. But I got the big titty girls with me and my favorite girls, Alana Evans and Lola Devine. Well, I'm sorry, Lola Ling. I'm calling you Lola Devine. Well, I'm giving you a name, right?
That's right. Family now.
I know. And you're family now. I just randomly give you names because I know that's how I feel when I'm with you. Guys, I am so glad that we could do this together because I have a real big reason why I wanted to do this.
Oh.
Are you wondering what it is?
I'm wondering.
Yeah.
Because we've never done it before. Okay, yeah, it was that simple.
That's true.
I'm very simple. We've never done it before, and I thought it'd be really, really cool. Plus, I thought it'd be really cool because, you know, it's 2016, and I thought it'd be really cool to go back over our really, really humongous topics over the last year. And I'm even going to go back as far as a year and a half. Because we have been doing this show now for a year and a half. We're going on 2 years. Nonstop.
Wow.
That long?
Tap your backs. feel good about yourself. Be like, oh, yeah, because I'm good like that. Just go ahead and say it. Everyone just say that. We're good like that.
That's right.
We're good like that.
I mean, Sierra has been working her butt off.
Exactly. That's
what that means. I think I've been slacking. That's why I think I need a month off because I think I've been slacking. So I'm gonna take some time off. We're gonna come up with new topics and some really great things, some side pieces. Yeah, I said it like that. Some side pieces.
Oh. I never liked being the side piece.
I know. You're not the side piece. Look, the three of us are never side pieces. We're the main chicks.
Okay, right. Good.
That's absolutely right. I don't like
Come on,
being
call it,
men.
Girls. We are the main chicks. We are not side pieces.
Right? No. We are commanding and in charge, and we expect all the attention.
Definitely.
That's right.
If you weren't for us, you wouldn't be here.
Right.
But, okay, so I have some new things I want to go over for, I just thought we should do this with everyone. I have new things that we're going to do for our show for the next year, but I want to go over some stuff that we went through last year and our best and our biggest topics and the ones that got the most callers.
You know, Sierra, I'm curious. To you, like, what, you know, were the biggest topics? Because I know I definitely have the ones in my mind, so I'm curious to see if they're the same. I have a feeling they will be.
Yeah, I'm interested
in knowing
also.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so I love how you both brought that up. Okay, so I love that. Because I'm actually kind of curious what you thought were the biggest topics. I actually went through the whole process of going through everything we've done for the whole year. And I actually
went
through the part
tea.
Of Yeah, I really went through for everything that we did for the whole year and things we had the most callers in and the most listeners on. And by the way, just to let you all know, if you're listening right now, we had moments where we had more callers than listeners and moments where we had more listeners than callers.
I can imagine. Yeah.
We had these moments. Okay, so I'm just going to get into this real quick, and then we're going to go into a whole bunch of things. Okay, we have all new music for this year, which I'm really looking forward to, and we're going to get into that. We have a few people waiting here on our phone, just waiting just for us to let them into the, I don't want to say chat room, but it's the call room or whatever. On that, I also see people, you know what I forgot? Guys, I forgot to launch the chat room. The chat room is open. Give it 5 seconds. The chat room is open. And I see Joseph Tanner and a few other people there waiting for us. But more than anything, this is our plan tonight, at least my plan, and I hope everyone is okay with this. I want to discuss things that we talked about over this entire year. And, guys, we may or may not let you into the chat room. But I'm sorry, not the chat room.
The phone line.
We may or may not let you into on the phone line. Yes, the phone line. We may or may not let you into the phone line, but we will always answer you on the chat room. But tonight is really all about reminiscing. So if you're not reminiscing...
Aww.
Yeah, it kind of goes like that. Aw.
I'm like, damn, they got quiet. Did I scare these bitches with my, like, emotion?
Aw.
You can tell we're not all used to being all together, right? It's
girls,
funny.
I have so much fun with you all. And I say this whole time is about chatting with you all and about things that we've talked about and some scandalous moments.
Yes, there have been some scandals this year.
There have been some scandalous moments.
Yep.
I was going to bring them on to you live, but I didn't want to scare you with them. So I'm just going to bring them up to actually show them to you. Because I actually had put things aside, but I didn't want to scare you. But I thought we'd start off with the fact of that we started 2014 in October.
Wow,
we started,
nice.
We started this show at Halloween, and I'm just saying this, I just want you all to say this. Who was my first co-host?
It was Lola. Wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Yeah, I didn't know if it was somebody before me. Okay.
No,
yeah,
there was
somebody before you. Oh, my God, she's like, there was somebody before me.
Okay.
You were
and then a week later, it was a week later, it was Alana.
Yeah.
You were my co-host.
Oh, that's it right in. That's right.
Well, I like to say, the first time that we ever did our show, we started, I have to admit, this is really crazy, and I got to tell this to you guys, and I kind of wanted to play it, but I didn't know how to do this and talk at the same time, but our first episode, I got to say this, and you're going to laugh. You're really going to laugh. Our first episode, and we didn't really air, we didn't even know what we were going to really do. We were just randomly talking, which is me and Lola, and we had 300 people call in. Oh, I'm sorry. Literally,
okay.
27
wow.
people call in, and we didn't even know
wow.
what we were going to talk about.
That's crazy. I didn't even know we had so many callers.
We had that many callers. Now, this is what really makes it crazy, because the next month when we really decided what we were really going to talk about, Alana, you were first. We had
aww.
Another 32 listeners. And we had 15 callers the first time that we decided that we made a subject, we had a subject, and this is what we decided we were going to do.
Nice.
That's cool.
Well, I
the
think
the reason why
we,
I bring this up, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I think that we've all done a really good job working together and having fun and trying to keep it real for all these sad bitches out here trying to run their game.
No, that's true,
no,
Alana.
We've had,
that's
not,
true.
Not only have we had fun doing it, but we're talking about our real life experiences, and we're talking about
yeah.
things that we really know about. We're not talking about something we heard about. We talk about stuff
right.
we really know about.
That's
yes,
true.
Right. I think within that, we end up learning what each other's weaknesses are.
Mm-hmm.
I think
mm-hmm.
so, too. I think you're right.
As a bad thing. I mean, the kind of men that we're attracted to and, you know, what gets our attention and what keeps our attention.
That's true.
And
I think it's
yeah.
real, that's a big part of what makes our show interesting is because a lot of what we talk about is what we really live. It, you know, so it's...
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's
we're
our
not
real life.
Talking bullshit. It's what we really live. But Alana, you're also absolutely right. We also admit to the type of men that we really are interested in. And I think sometimes people, because they know us as porn stars, and I have to say I'm
yes.
both of your respects, they know us as porn stars, and so they don't understand that we're interested in real men. But Lola also, they don't understand that we've lived through so many things, and we understand.
Mm-hmm.
These whole we're not just randomly talking about situations. We're talking about things
right.
we've been through and things that we know, and we know all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And you know
and
what?
If we
I
haven't
heard.
Lived it, we've heard it from someone. We've heard it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've heard it, we've lived it, we've been there, we've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I've learned that Sierra has a thing for older white men.
Oh, my God, yes. Okay, so we've also learned what each other likes. Okay, I have a thing for white guys. I have a thing for blue eyes and blonde hair. I do.
Oh.
I also have a thing for white picket fences. So.
I don't really talk about it, but that might be me, too.
Really?
You know.
Wow.
Yeah.
You know what?
I didn't even realize
too.
I was so stereotypical until after you
oh.
all called me out on it.
No. No. I'm curious, though, Sierra. What do you think is my type?
Okay, so I'm thinking, honestly, I think my type is your type.
I like
I think
you
we're
kind of
interested
like
in the same type.
Younger. I think I'm a little bit more
oh,
the opposite
yes,
of
you're
the
right.
sense about
you like them younger,
you know
or I like them older. You're absolutely right. You like them a lot younger.
I do. That's terrible. It's terrible.
I think it's interesting because yeah, but when we say younger, you don't go for like 20-year-olds. You're like for like 27,
28, 30. Oh my God. I cannot believe that you just said that, actually. Damn, you know me way too well. I haven't even talked to you about
I don't really call that young.
Thinking.
They're just like,
oh,
you know.
That young? That's young. That's young. But not that young.
I guess it is young. When you talk about our
me,
group, it is kind of young.
Yeah, I mean,
late
20s,
early
30s. 10 years younger than I am, so it's definitely, you know, a little bit of cradle action, but not too bad. Like, I'm not.
I think it's funny that you thought I wasn't paying attention.
You know, I think I've just, like, spilled my beans so many times and shared, you know, my stories that I think
uh-huh.
that's what happened.
I've done that, too, and then afterwards, I'm like, did I really say that? Did I really say that on the show? I don't know if I should have shared that, but, yeah, I've done that also.
I think it's, we're all so straight up and so forward and honest about who we are and what our motives are that I think that when we get involved with someone, in reality, they're really lucky because we're an obvious package. There's no games.
Yeah.
There's no nonsense. It's this is who I am, and you're
going
to love me.
I very much agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I think when you hear advice from us, and this is my thing, and this is the reason why I started the show with you guys, is because when you hear advice from us, and I mean us as three, we've all been through the whole gauntlet. We've done everything. We've been there. We've done that, and we all know exactly what we want.
Yes.
And I think a lot of times people don't know exactly what they want, though we don't always we hint to it because, you know, it's hard to just say, this is what I want and I want anything else. But
yeah.
Right,
then you
I think between the three of us, we know what we're looking for, right? If we don't already have it, we know what we're looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true. That is so
true. I think it's a good thing. Yeah, and I think that's also why we're able to talk about the things that we talk about, because we've been through all of that now, and we're past it. It's
I don't know
like
if I'm ever past it.
Well, I say you're right. I shouldn't say I'm past it, because I'm sure it might come up again in like 3 or 6 months. But
exactly. You're like, damn it, no, I did it again. I thought I'd learned from that last time. Shit! You know I'm always saying that, man. I got
true,
so sick. Dang it. I fall for these boys with these abs, and never mind.
You have to think for those boys. Oh my God, and Lola. Oh my God, you're taking it to church, haven't you? This week, this year, you have taken it to church. You told us everything. And when I say told us everything, you have made us. You have made us sit down and think about what we're doing.
Oh, yeah. No. Yes. I try. Yeah, you know, I'm always.
I would call Lola
angel.
the voice of non-alcoholic sex.
What does that sound like exactly?
That's true.
Non-alcoholic sex. I mean, grant you, I've had it many, many times.
I've had it, and it was awesome, but it's so different.
Yeah. It is pretty different. It's actually
because
it's
a voice
better.
Of reason. That's why. It's a voice of reason. That's exactly
why.
Oh,
my God.
Because you go, hey, why am I doing this? Maybe I'm just getting off. Maybe I'm just getting you off. Or maybe I'm just having a moment.
and I'm like that anyway, not just on the show. I don't know, maybe it's my Libra scale, but I'm always, for everybody, the voice of reason. It's like, oh my goodness.
Really? Because you've always been the voice of reason for us. That's
mm-hmm.
why I love it, because you're the voice of reason.
Well, I'm not devil on your shoulder. No one go, let's go this way. Come on, let's check it out.
See, I'm not, okay, so I'm the one that goes, okay. that
yeah,
sounds
exactly.
like fun. And I don't think until afterwards I go, well, that might not have been so much fun.
Nice. You're going to go down that rabbit hole with me, and we're going to end up on the other side of the world. Hanging out with kangaroos.
That's my problem.
Yes. But it's fun.
Lola, you have been a voice of reason so many times this year, and I love that you're the voice of reason.
Mm-hmm.
You've
it's
actually
a great
made
contract.
Me think many times. Lola has made me think about things. I'm like, ooh, maybe that's not such a good idea. Or maybe it wasn't as fun as I thought it was.
It is probably a thing. I don't hear that voice.
Though, I have to say this. As I say this, Lola, you have been my voice of reason. A lot of you have been my voice of party. Woo!
Yeah!
Party. Let it go.
Nice.
And then I have moments where I have to rein it in.
Totally okay with that.
Yeah, well, I mean, you have to have a little party and a little, you know, you have to do them both, you know.
I think everybody
no,
should have both
right.
angels on their side. You
yeah,
all have been my angels.
Yeah, the contract angels. Good. We like it.
My attitude is always, if I want something, I don't care how hard I'm going to have to work to get it, I will set my sight on it. So if it's like this crazy path for me, oh well, I'm just going to take it as it comes.
There it
There's
is.
There's no reason.
Yeah,
there it is. That's why you follow. I play my little pipe and we just go.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's
I love
true.
It when
that's
you play your pipe.
No.
Oh, my God,
you know.
Girls, I've had so much fun. I can't believe, look, we've talked so much already. It's 11:20. Okay, so guess what? I have specific, and I don't know if I'm saying that correctly, but I have specific, I know, I'm not saying it right. That's why I keep saying it.
Specific.
It doesn't sound right. Specific, I don't know. And this is me being sober. I have certain things that I want to, oh, I changed that one. I have certain things I want to talk about that came up, and they were the biggest topics of 2015, and we totally talked about them. And we talked about them so much that we had the highest callers during these times.
Nice.
And I want to go back over these things. But before we go back over these things, ooh, guess what? We actually have some announcements coming in, but I have to, guess what? I got so busy talking to you all, I totally forgot that about announcements.
Time for some Angela action.
I'm totally blaming it on you. Guys, I love you, and thank you so much for being here for 2016, and you were here for 2015, and we're going to try to figure out how to do these announcements, but... I have a few things I want you to think about, and I want to hear your comments, and I'm going to shut up because, you know, I'm hard about that. I'm very bad about shutting up. I'm not good at it at all. But I'm giving this to you. Remember Ashley Madison?
Remember?
Yes, that was
you.
A good one.
Ah, remember
thank you.
Sterling?
One.
Remember the Sterlings?
That was a good
yes.
one.
That was a good
one.
And one of our biggest topics of the entire year is lack of sex a reason to cheat on somebody. That was our biggest topic.
Wow.
Really? That was a humongous topic of the year. And our second biggest topic, I'll let you know. But that was our biggest topic.
You know what, though? That makes a lot of sense. Because that's such a big problem for everyone, you know. How do you deal
that's
with
true.
Replacing that sex without cheating? But I have ways, you know.
I have ways.
There's
also.
Always ways.
Yes.
Yeah. I've always
there's
been getting their use.
There's
wow.
ways. That's true.
Oh, my God, Lola, you had, like, this, I have to admit, when we did the whole, I have to admit, Lola, you and I did the lack of sex. It was a reason for cheating. And we had some angry callers. You really, really
wow.
did. So we're going to have to go into that here in a minute. And Alana, Ashley Madison. Oh, my God. We told some stories.
Yes, we did.
Ashley Madison was a good topic. That was really good.
It was
yes.
a good one. Now, I was going to try some of these things.
All
oh,
right.
tell me. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, just the hacking of the website and Josh Duggar being announced as one of the
clients.
Oh,
that's right. You talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah, that was huge. And that, I think, was that really put like a big eye and a big light on that site and how many kind of crazy people are involved with it. Like people you
right.
wouldn't even think
wouldn't
that
even
are
think.
Trying to creep.
And he's been in the news ever since then. Today, as a matter of fact, I saw him on the
mm-hmm.
news.
Yes,
with
the
cheating scandal.
Isn't there a stripper thing?
She made it
up. Yes. A porn star is saying he basically almost raped her, but at the same time, she's saying he paid her $1,500. But she said he was so aggressive with her that it was like
rape. Okay, you know what? I want to hear all of this. I totally, because you know what? Lola, you're telling me way more than I even knew. I want to hear all this, but we're going to take a quick break because I can't believe we're so far into this. I knew this was going to happen, but we're sorry because I knew there were so many things that we were going to talk about, but I just wanted to go over this real quickly. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to try, I hope this is working. If not, I have something else. But we're going to see if Dollhouse Radio announcements are working here. If not, I got some things to announce. By the way, everybody else who is on the air, who is listening in our phone, all you have to do is call 646-595-4038. To be quite honest with you, if you really want to get in on this conversation, join in the chat room because we're only letting a few people in on the actual call line. This is this show only, but we're definitely talking to everybody in the chat room. So, if you have any comments about what we did before or anything you're hearing new, things you want to talk about for 2016, let us know. On that note, Dollhouse Radio announcements. Let's go ahead and play those because, you know, I had Angela there somewhere. And I'm a little worried, and it doesn't seem like they're playing for me. So this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to drop the mic. I know, I can't believe I just said that. I'm about to drop the mic. Okay, so I had something in particular I wanted to play that I thought was really, really cool. I'm sorry, I'm having a little problems here, and Dollhouse Radio announcements didn't play, but I had something. Oh, by the way, for everyone who's listening, you know, we do nothing but indie artists. And if you want to be an indie artist and you want to be on one of our shows, it's a very small fee just to do interviews, to be on our shows, and have your music played on every single one of the shows on Dollhouse Radio and have your music really promoted for everyone. It doesn't cost much. All you have to do is let us know and say that you heard this announcement here on The Download. In that moment, I'm taking you here to, I want to say this, but I want to make sure it's absolutely right because I've been waiting to hear this song for, like, forever. And this is Mila J. I don't know if anyone's heard of Mila J. This is my first reference to Mila J, but I love her music. So I really wanted to play this because she is one of our new artists here on Dollhouse Radio. And I know you are going, okay, play her already. And it is right. Yeah, I have it, but I'm trying to, there it is right there. So, Mila J. We're going to play Mila J. We're going to come back and we're going to talk about some old stuff, some new stuff. And we're going to start off with Ashley Madison, Lack of Sex for a Reason, Different Type of Affairs, Donald Sterling, and all kinds of other things that we talked about over the past year. And in that time, oh my God, we have so many things and new things we're going to talk about. In that moment, featuring Mila J, My Main.
Dama. Dama. Dama.
buzzing on that beat.
And my girl that I came in with down my main. The one that's sharing these drinks down my main. The one celebrating a birthday down my main. Yeah, that's my number one chick down my main. The one that always had my back down my main. With me and my babe broke up down my main. She be the chick up on site down my main. And don't let her get turned up down my main. She my hero for a reason. I can tell her all my secrets. Cause I know that she gon' keep up. Can't nothing come between us. That my main one, that my main one. And she up in here with me right now. I say that that my main one, that my main one. And she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. And we always be down for life. One of the baddest chicks in this club. That my main. One of the only girls that I love. That my main. Been down with her since day one. That my main. Can't nobody break this up. That my main. We never fight over them boys. That my main. Playing with these dudes like toys. That my main. Vacay with me in Miami. That my main. Front row with me at the Grammy. That my main. She my hero for a reason. Oh, oh, oh. I can tell her all my secrets. Oh, oh, oh. Cause I know she gon' keep on. Oh, oh, oh. Can't nothing come between us. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she up in here with me right now. I say that that my main one, that my main one. Yeah, she know that she my ride or die. So all you haters looking, you could try tonight. Cause I'm down for whatever when she by my side. That my main one, that my main one. Yeah, we always be down for life.
Oh, that's my main. Caught in cheating, that she stay. Hell yeah, okay, she love me always. A long way, ooh, through the ups and the downs, unconditional. I eat it in the morning like cereal. Here we go, here we go. We ain't done yet. When she call me Big Daddy, I love that. That's my main, that's the one I curve all these old folks. Got my name tatted on her body like a cholo. Ten toes down, fun, she a rider. Game busy in that fire. She get her own money and she ballin'. She cancel what the real callin'. That's my main thing.
I got main squeezes on the side, little lady. Oh, yeah. Y'all thought this was Mila J was my main one? No, y'all my main ones right now. I got little lady on the side and Lana Evans. How you doing, girls?
Hey.
So I'm so extremely happy right now. Ooh, let me cough right now. I'm worried I might have lost someone. Excuse me for just 1 second. Oh,
is Alana there?
Did I lose you? I think
Uh-oh,
I might have lost Alana.
Mm-hmm.
I think I did. Oh, God. No, I didn't lose you, did I? Alana, are you here?
Yes, I'm here.
There you are. I lost you for a minute. Oh, my baby's
okay.
Screaming.
It was
oh,
you.
I was
you
feeling
did.
Lonely.
Okay, I got sent to the corner.
Guys, I just had to say, this was the absolute wonderful year, and it wouldn't have been such a wonderful year without you all. I just have to say
oh,
that.
Thank you.
No, seriously,
that's
if it
right.
weren't for you all, we wouldn't have done what we did. Can we believe that we have done this show now for a year and a half, nonstop, no episodes missed? Is that amazing?
That's actually.
Yeah.
Quite
that's
impressive.
Good.
I think we should pat ourselves on the back. I really think we should.
That's
I think
great.
We should just give that to ourselves because we're allowed to.
Is it okay if I pat myself on my vagina?
Okay, because I was like, look, I'm patting mine, but I'm trying to go. No, I'm trying not to say, oh. Oh.
That's
oh.
Right, girl. No. There's not
oh.
Voice
reason. Dang it.
Oh. Okay, so I'm going to go over some of their biggest. Okay, if you're wondering what I call our biggest topics, I actually took the time, and I went through everything that we've ever done. And I went through where we had the most callers, the most people who came back. We've had, like, people mm-hmm. come back and listen to our show, like almost 300-400 people come back and listen to our show. So I went by things that everyone was seriously interested in, and I thought we'd bring
okay.
it up because I love you. You're like, okay. Because I think that we might have forgotten about it.
You know, I'm really curious about the topic that both you, Lola, and Sierra shared about, because obviously I wasn't there, about, you know, the reasons why people cheat and is lack of
ooh,
sex one of them.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God,
well.
Lola, do you remember that one?
I do. I don't remember too much about with the callers. I remember us talking about it. I don't remember that much what the callers thought about it, but I do remember it being a really good subject.
It was a really good subject, and we had callers call in as far as, like, oh, we had Nathan and Adrian, and we had to call them in reasons why people cheat. And we came to find out that particular episode, that it's not as obvious as what you think. People don't just mm-hmm. cheat because they're not having sex. Sometimes they cheat because it's not what the whole situation is not where they thought it was going to be. Or they
all
became friends with somebody, but they weren't lovers with that person in the first place.
Yeah,
and
or they just have opportunity.
It was opportunity, and we found that out a lot. And, you know, I was going to play some episodes of that and the clip, but we don't have enough time. So I want to say this. Every episode we're talking about, feel free to go back on Blog Talk Radio, and we also list it on thedownloadlive.com. And you can go back and listen to the whole show. And you can get a
wow.
synopsis of the show, too, because I write one. I write a synopsis of each show.
That's awesome.
So, but it was
look
a very interesting
girl.
One.
What
was
your all-time favorite show, Sierra? What was your favorite show?
Oh, my all-time favorite. Okay. Ooh, that's a good one. My all-time favorite. I actually wrote it down. I had the Ashley Madison one was my all-time favorite. Only because I also was a member of Ashley Madison, but I had already, you know, it had been so long ago that I hadn't been on it in forever. And now all these people were getting, do you know that since Ashley Madison got outed, they have like 5,000 more members now?
Are you kidding
That's
me?
That's crazy.
It didn't hurt them. It made their business better.
Wow. I would have been afraid to do it.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I wouldn't trust it.
I'm not into the whole dating site scenario because I feel like they're too contrived. And to have
mm-hmm.
your personal information, especially on a site where you're hooking up with other people to, like, have an affair, you're playing
right.
with fire. You're playing
yeah,
with fire.
I agree.
Like, I'm still trying to get over the whole thing of swipe light, swipe right, or swipe. It's called swipe. Okay. Okay, I say this for a minute. Swipe right. I know, I'm getting tongue twisted
oh,
here.
Right.
I have a bad habit of doing that.
I know
swipe
what you're talking about.
Right
swipe
or
right.
Swipe left, right?
Isn't that Tinder or something?
That's Tinder.
It's something like
that's
that,
Tinder.
But I'm like, oh, like, see, I'm an old-fashioned dater where we go to a bar, I have a few drinks, you buy me a few, and I decide on whether or not I'm going to sleep with you at night. I'm not all
that's
about,
funny.
I'm not so superficial that I'm looking at your picture on a phone, and then
yeah,
I decide
see,
if I'm going to go out with you.
I'm the opposite in the sense of, like, I can't meet guys in public. They all turn out to be, like, assholes. They all present themselves differently.
Mm-hmm.
And I end up doing better meeting guys online, but not through dating sites. You know, it's more random situations.
Wow.
Facebook, Instagram.
I agree with
stuff
Alana.
Like that.
For me, it's been that way also.
Yeah, does that mean
I've never done the dating online thing, so it's totally weird to me. I am totally 70s type dater.
You're 70s type dater.
We get drunk,
dater.
we fuck, and that's it.
You're going to the Regal Beagle and shit.
Look, you laugh at me, but yes, I still go to the Regal Beagle and shit like that. So.
Oh, my goodness. You know what my favorite show?
What was my favorite show?
What was your favorite show?
You know what my favorite show was? We did two different episodes talking about the V. Siviano and Donald Sterling drama.
I have to admit, those were our biggest shows. And they were two separate shows. And they were in two separate years, by the way.
And the first one was, oh my gosh, this is happening. This is big news. She leaked him being a racist, but wait, she's this kept woman. But I love the court case when the wife filed against V. Stiviano. That's the story that I adore.
Yes.
It's so crazy to, you know, bounce.
And then there was all like a whole list of things. Like, she even sued her. She even sued the panties off the girl.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember
you
saying that.
She sued her
panties
off of it.
Literally, she did. Literally, she wanted the money back. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it was like, it was completely responsible for the affair, and this guy had nothing. He wasn't there. Just his dick was. He's not responsible for what happened.
If it was.
It's all on her. Oh, actually, good point, right? Because isn't he like 85 or something? Ew, like who had sex with that guy? You couldn't give me, I don't do that whole, oh, pay me to fuck me. Like, that's you're a hoe, you're a prostitute, whatever. That's just not my style. But look at that man. Like, wow, that poor girl. Dude, she earned every dollar for hooking up with him, and he is just wretched and gross. Like, she told the devil to hook up with him.
I love how she earned every single dollar of what she got, and I have to agree with you. She earned every single dollar until she started to brag. And then it was like, okay, fuck you, because you're a hoe.
You know what the crazy part of it is? Usually when they're that old, they don't even want to have sex. They want to kiss and caress you and snuggle, and that makes it even worse. That's even worse.
Okay, I'm going to have to go there, but Lola, how do you
feel
that?
I feel the booty.
Because I know that, and trust, it's like that. The nails on the chalkboard.
Oh, I'm not going to lie. We all know that. We know that very well.
I want a shower right now.
Yes.
I know.
But yeah.
Okay, I have to admit that when you're...
her fault. You know, she deserves what
she got.
Guys
are kind of old, when you're not really that interested, you do want a shower afterwards.
Oh,
you just feel like, oh, my God, please just shower the old man stink off of me.
No, it's like you go through, oh, I don't really like the kiss. I'm not really a kisser. And they just so persistent, oh, my God.
What, you know, haven't we all watched Pretty Woman? They're not supposed to kiss, right? Like,
he wasn't that old. There's nothing worse than an old man kiss, you know, when he's
got flabber all over your face. They know that we don't want
to
kiss, so they get persistent about trying to make you, because that makes them feel better.
And they grab your head and pull you in, too.
That's all I can say.
You are listening to the down low, and we're talking about old men.
This is why
you're
going to
be this age, and we're going to be talking about you.
This is exactly why Alana hooks up with younger dudes. They are not trying to have sex with me. They're getting it because we want it from each other. Ew. God, I feel really dirty right now.
Right.
Like, why do I just have flashes of Donald Sterling trying to kiss her with just goo coming from his mouth? Like, she needs to wipe him with a bit.
Oh, my God, you're making me choke.
No, and I actually
I'm talking about it. It's making me joke and laugh at the same time. I'm sorry. It's
no,
really
I saw
that.
Him after that happened at Spaghetti's in Beverly Hills, and he was with another young girl. You know,
oh
he was on a date.
Can you imagine the young girl that is with Trump? Okay, right now, you would have had to had Trump like 2 years before. But if you were like in your late 20s, if you met Trump before he decided he was going to run for president, because the way he's going right now, he might actually make it. That would suck. But
I could do Trump, though, you guys. He's not the worst.
Oh, my God.
You
could do Trump. Oh, we've just learned something about you.
I have Donald Trump's story.
Oh, wow.
I have never told, ever.
No, I have no Trump stories whatsoever.
I have a Trump story. Yeah,
I have a lot of boxing stories.
I was in Lake Tahoe with some friends, and there was a golf tournament.
Tell us.
Yes, there was a golf tournament happening, so there were other porn girls there. So I ran into a porn girl who I will not name, but she's very famous, and she's a contract star. Even still, that narrows the field. And so
that narrows the field to,
him.
Like, four.
Yeah, exactly, right? She had met him at the tournament. And when I ran into her, she joined me and my friends for dinner down at the restaurant, and it was great. And she was supposed to go to a party with him later. And I was invited to go. I will be completely honest with you. I declined. I was so uncomfortable and intimidated because it was Donald Trump. And this is Donald Trump,
God, that is
That I didn't go because I was just intimidated. And so the stories that I got from this beautiful porn star later on were fucking awesome. And obviously, I can't repeat them because it's hearsay.
Yeah.
And God knows I could be sued. But I was invited. I did say no. And I'm actually kind of really glad that I did, because the visual that I have from the story she told me are comedy. But apparently he likes tidy whities, so.
I can see that. I can see that.
The
wheels
on the bus go round and round.
Yes. See, and then that should just show you, I can't go have that kind of relationship. Even if here's a man like that saying, hey, come to a party with
totally
us and hang out. And I'm like,
that.
No, I'm good. I'm good. I'm going to hang out over here.
Yeah. Wow. I could do Trump. He's not the worst. He's not the worst. I could do him.
Oh, Lola, I guess.
Oh,
I gotta say this. I bet. I feel like I'm the voice of reason right now.
Right.
Lola's the voice of reason, but I refuse to believe that she's the voice of reason. There has to be at least one star, we won't have to name his name, who totally showed his shame. Because we've all known stars show their shame. I'll name one. I'm just going to name this one because he's not really famous now.
Okay.
But there was a point in my life where I was, like, really into this one really comedian, and he was all about wholesomeness and all about, like family and wives and children. And black people should be really, really great and awesome. And I bet you thought I was about to say.
Oh, my God. Please don't tell me.
It's not Bill Cosby.
No, are you talking about Bill Maher?
No, it's not Bill Cosby. I'm telling you, it's not Bill Cosby. Never met Bill Cosby in my life. But I did meet Sinbad.
Oh, he's cute.
I know, but then he was like, oh, come back to me. I was like, I thought you were a family man. Yeah, things change.
I have a comedian story who's a jerk. He's a jerk. And I don't know if you guys, I don't want to really name him, but you guys may know who he is.
You don't have to.
You don't have to name him, but, you know.
But he's a jerk.
Me and a lot of people, so we have stories.
He's a jerk. He likes to, if you spend time with him, tries to. And I don't know if you spend time with him privately and you choose to wear protection, he's going to try to take it off. So I consider that a jerk.
Ooh,
and at
that
time, he
I
was
do.
Very much, he's at that time, he's very much married. And every time I hear him on the radio, I want to call in and say, you like to break the condoms, you jerk, you know.
That's crazy. crazy. Like, what if he gets these, like, he's pregnant? Like, what is that? Is that his plan?
That's his plan.
I think there's a lot of really convenient, famous jerks out there. I think a lot of the average guys.
It's his plan because I was warned. I was warned
great.
Prior
and,
to
like,
being
convenience, there are convenience jerks out there.
Yeah, he's a jerk, and I was warned prior to, so I kept my hand right there. So
yeah.
Wow,
you had to hold the condom.
And he was fumbling around, so I was like, oh, my God, this dude is really trying to do what the girl told me he was going to do. Really?
Uh-huh. That's the worst part, because I met one or two of those, too. I met a couple of directors like that, a couple of Hollywood directors who are like that. And I'm like, really? I heard about you.
I just picked my two little young boys on Instagram, and I'm fine. I'm
thank good. God for Instagram and everything else. But, okay, so that was a really great one, because Sterling, I think Sterling was the best part. But you know what the best part about Sterling is? When his wife sued the mistress, and she fucking won.
Yeah. She did.
Everything.
Can you guys believe she fucking won? And we talked about that.
She's divorced now.
By the way, that was our second biggest topic.
I'm so surprised that she actually won the case, but that was, it was, you know, it put all mistresses on notice. I know that.
Yeah,
yeah, it did.
That's right. Absolutely.
Yeah, it did.
Absolutely.
She sued the literal panties off of her.
She sued the panties off of her.
Her panties were $7.47, and she sued them off of her.
I think it's absolutely hilarious. I think it's hilarious.
Okay,
I'm
not
really
$7, but I have the price list somewhere. But yeah, I was
because
really
it was
shocked.
Itemized.
Yeah, it was itemized. Yeah, every single itty bitty thing, every single thing. Guys, you know what? Okay, so the reason why I love having you both on, because I really wanted to go over these things, and one of the other big things that we did, the other big topic we had was people who literally only go out just to date people who are married, only seeking married people, which I thought was, for me, was a shocking topic. I don't imagine just going on the internet and trolling, just if you're a single person, trolling for people who are married. And that was one of our biggest topics.
That's crazy to me. I don't want that drama. I'm looking for someone that doesn't have a wedding ring. I want someone that's not attached.
Right.
I specifically
look for no wedding ring. I just happen to end up with it sometimes. Yeah.
No, I think the people who do that purposely are usually opportunists. So they're looking to be taken care of or something without an attachment, with, you know, so those are
it wasn't just women, it was like, and when I think of opportunists, and I know this is kind of what's the right word for this, like socialists not socialists, I think of this, it's only women doing this, women looking for someone to take care of them. But it was like men and women that were doing this, and that was one of our biggest topics this year. And I was really shocked when I got on the internet, and there were so many people that really were just searching for other people. They were single. If you're married, we want to fuck you.
That's crazy.
All of them.
That's crazy to me also.
Wow. See, I just don't get that whole mentality at all.
I don't get it either.
Drama.
I would never purposely seek somebody who is
family.
Yeah.
I would be any part of that.
Yeah.
No, that's crazy.
If some man wants to be with me and he's married, he needs to figure out his shit at home, fix all that, cut it off, and then we can talk. And other than that, I'm not getting in between a woman who's married. I'm not going to get sued. And It's wrong. It's wrong to seek someone out for that reason. So,
no, it is. It really is wrong. It is. And I'm a strong believer of karma. So I always feel like I was saying not that. I feel bad. I feel bad about that if I was to purposely do that. Now, you can't really help who you fall in love with, but to seek someone out.
Yeah, that's different. Yeah.
And I want to marry a married man.
That is so wrong.
It's wrong. I once had a married man tell me if he figured out what to do with his wife, would I marry him? If he figured out what to do with his wife. Mind you, his wife is ill also. And I was so insulted, mad, and angry. Hell no. Don't figure out what to do with your wife. And what do you mean by that? No.
To me, that just shows me that person's character. If you're going to cheat on your wife to be with me, you're going to cheat on me to be with someone else.
Yeah, and to say, if you figure out what to do with her, what do you
that's
mean
scary.
By that?
You're going to put her
down. That's scary. That sounds like those, I didn't realize I was married to the killer next door. You know, that
yeah.
kind of
right. Right.
Marcy's
wow.
not getting rent this week.
I know. Oh, my God. But, you know, the weird thing is that people do this all the time and they think that's a show of love.
Oh, right.
See, a lot of times
right.
I think what we think is love is selfishness. And I think, okay, so I have to say this to both of you, and we've already talked about this. I think we've gone from being a show just about being the other woman, because we've all been the other woman, each one of us, to a show about infidelities and reasons. Yeah, it's all happened, but it's more of a show about infidelities, why you do certain things, because sometimes what you're doing might actually be justified. A lot of times it's not. And sometimes the things you do are not justified. And that's one of the things I really want to get into way more in this whole entire year. The things we do, how we go about it, the crazy stuff that happens.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know some great, they may not necessarily involve us, but there's some crazy stories out there. I've known some crazy stories. I've done some things that were crazy for me personally, but they weren't super crazy compared to some other people's stuff.
Right. Isn't this the truth?
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Ironically, this morning, I'm in my car. And I'm going down the street, and I'm listening to my favorite rock station, because, you know, I love alternative rock. And they have this best morning show. And this morning show was talking about a girl, and they were actually talking to the girl who was in a threesome. She was married to both of the men. She doesn't know who the baby is by. She's pregnant. And
oh, wow.
Yes, and they all live in the same house, and now they've invited a fourth girl in, and the girl is jealous, and it was a whole lot of it, and they had them all on the radio this morning. I'm like, why can't they be on our show? So that's what we have to do. But I was listening to him going, oh, my God. But I've known people like this. I know you all have known people who are close to us, right?
Yes.
There's some crazy stuff going on out there.
There is. As long as people don't, you know, have their feelings get crossed and everyone's honest with each other about what they're doing, then, you know, to each their own, I think people can make it work. But it's all about being honest and straight up. Otherwise, it's shady, it's bullshit, and it's not real, you know. If you can't be truthful, it's not real. It's all pretend.
I agree.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times, though, if you're at the point where everybody's honest with each other, then yes, you might be able to make this work. But you also have to deal with society.
Oh, absolutely. Which is changing.
You know,
it's changing.
Most guys, a lot of guys don't really know that they don't have to lie to kick it, that old saying.
Right.
They have
problem
with
being honest.
And
girls, too, they don't realize they don't have to lie to kick it. Let's tell
the
truth.
Yeah, that's true. In most cases, if you tell the truth, the guy or the girl, they're going to give them the opportunity to decide whether they want to deal with it or not. In most cases, if they like you enough, they will. But at least you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's also tough for us because, you know, with us doing porn and having this background, it's finding someone that's going to love you, even if those aren't the things that are still going on in your life, but they did it one time. And that's always a never-ending quest.
Honest love.
Well, guess what I decided.
Honest love.
I had to say, we're getting to the end, but guess what I decided?
Yay! What?
So we have this, we all have this website called thedownloadlive.com. And I know a lot of times people are thinking these things and all the stuff we're talking about today, which is why I wanted to bring up stuff that came up last year. And the stuff that we just comes to mind and we just randomly think about. And we now have, on thedownloadlive.com, we have a place where you can ask questions. And one of us will answer real-life questions and let you know what's going on. And you don't have to leave your real name.
Mm-hmm.
You can just say who you are, and we will address that subject, I should say. Blah, I hate when I do that. Subject. But it's on thedownloadlive.com. But it's one of the things that we're doing this year. And we're adding a few little things this year. I think we're actually going to have, we might actually have a new person to our show. I don't know yet. Well, we'll see. But
mm-hmm.
Don't want to put too many things in. Well, you know what I'm talking about. But
yeah. Yeah.
So, but that is one of the things we're going to definitely do. And I'm looking forward to the whole new year of 2016 because one of the things is we're always about being the other woman, but we have broadened our show to the point of just not just being the other woman, about other infidelities and everything we want to talk about when it comes to infidelity, but being the other person on the other side too. So it's not just about, oh, we hate you because you're cheating on someone. What about how the other person feels sometimes? So, and that's definitely one of the things I'm going into this year. So, I hope y'all don't mind that. Everyone's got all quiet on me.
Yeah, we're listening.
Yeah, we're listening.
I know, and I'm just like, oh, my God, I hate it. Well, I hate it when I do this. I have to learn to enunciate. But, yes, I really want to get into this whole year, and I hope you all don't mind doing this with me. But we're really going to get into the whole mind of infidelity. And not just being the other woman, because we've been the other woman. We've been on one side and the other side. But just, let's just talk about it and stop just, like, holding it in and talk about how we feel.
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I thought it'd be cool this year. This year is about feelings.
Feelings.
Yeah, feelings, right?
Feelings. Okay, I'm just being crazy. But, yeah, I just really came to that. I know, I'm being silly. Guys. I love the fact that we're all together.
I know, it was good. It went by so quick.
It went by so quick, and we're already way over. Look, we're over by exactly 2 minutes. So, but we're going to do so much more this year, and we're going to do so much more, so many more things. And by the way, I want to let everyone know that we now have, the Down Low has its own Periscope, and you're going to see periodically.
Yay.
1, 2, 3 or more of us as we tweet things about the download, about our subjects this year. And you can find us on Periscope, and it's called The Download Live on Periscope. And you can find us on Twitter,
yeah.
thedownloadlive.com. And individually, you can find us, starting with Lola. Where can we find you individually?
I have the least amount of places I'm on. where am I? I'm on Instagram at My Sensual Secrets and Twitter at Lola Lane Triple X.
Okay. And
yes.
Alana?
You can find me on Twitter at Alana Evans XXX. Of course, Instagram, Alana Evans XXX. And my video game website, which is awesome, PwnedByGirls.com.
Okay, I still got to ask this one question. I got to ask this one question, though.
Uh-oh.
Do you ever do, like, Second Life or, you know, Sim Life or into RP games?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, because I have been on Second Life for, like, 15 years.
Nice.
Okay, so we'll have to hook up.
We gotta hook up, girl.
Okay, so the reason why I say this is, if anyone doesn't know, Alana also is a gamer. I'm not someone who's a gamer, but I am an RGP person, so I'm always a, if you want to find me, you can also find me on Sim. I've been on Sim Life for like, a little over 9 years.
Wow,
so
that's a long time.
I've been there for a long time. I would say I'm not a gamer, but I'm very much into RGP games. So some of them I've been playing for a while. But you can also find me on Twitter and on Facebook and on everything else. And you just find me under Sierra Devi, because I'm the only Sierra Devi, S-I-E-R-R-A. D-E-V-I, and nor the Sierra Lewis's and all the other crazy stuff that I always see. But anyway, I'm Sierra Devi, and thank you so much for joining us here on The Down Low. And guess what? We have so many more shows, and thank you so much for joining us to talking about the whole year of 2015. I can't believe we're in 2016. Just think
awesome.
About when it was like 1990 something. You never thought about saying 2016.
It's
you
crazy.
Never thought about saying 2002. Now we're saying 2016. So, anyway, welcome back. And we'll be doing our show every Friday night from 11 p.m. to midnight. And Alana and Laura Lane, thank you so much for joining me.
Yay!
And this was
thank
fun.
You, Mama. Happy New Year,
and
girl.
We'll talk to y'all soon.
Yes,
and,
Happy
oh
New
my
Year.
God, we're going to have so much more fun. Oh, my gosh. Ooh. Oh, and we'll have to tell you more about what's coming up next, because we have something really exciting. Not so exciting for you coming up very, very soon, but you'll have to hear more. To the end, talk to y'all then.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you.